A U.S. drone has fired two missiles in Pakistan's North Waziristan. The attack comes as people in the flooded country are in desperate need of aid to survive.
The latest attack was carried out on a house in Pakistan's tribal areas in the northwest border in Afghanistan. Earlier on Saturday, another U.S. drone strike left 13 people dead. Meanwhile, some 1,000 U.S. Marines have arrived in Pakistan for a supposed rescue and relief operation.
The Americans are adding to the destruction. In addition to the natural destruction Pakistan is subject to and needs the help, the Americans are worsening the situation by their strike in Miranshah, and it is the right of the Pakistani people and the army and the political parties to be suspicious about the moves of America.
2 weeks of heavy flooding has claimed over 1,600 lives and affected some 20 million people in Pakistan. 6 million victims are in dire need of essential supplies such as drinking water and medicine.
This is not a tragedy which a country by itself can manage, and we are expecting a lot of support and relief from a lot of people. The last relief that we would expect from anybody, and we would accept it also, is the relief from the U.S. The U.S. presence in Pakistan from day one has been a very perverse presence, and they are prosecuting a perverse war, and they have no rules of they observe neither the rules of peace nor the rules of war.
With the floodwaters,
the UN Secretary General has been to Pakistan for an assessment of the damage inflicted by the floods. Ban Ki-moon has pledged to speed up international aid as he appealed for $460 million to deal with immediate aftermath of the disaster. He has warned that billions more will be needed in long term.
This disaster is far from over. The rains are still falling and could continue for weeks. Dams are at severe risk of rupture. These unprecedented floods demand unprecedented assistance. The flood waves must be matched with waves of global support.
There have been reports of theft and looting from the flood-hit homes. Spread of disease is also adding to worries in the aftermath of the flooding. The UN has confirmed the first death from cholera, as thousands of people are currently being treated for the disease. Food and water shortage, as well as lack of sanitation, have created a further, more lingering dimension to the disaster.
Now today, 5 children were killed due to hunger in the flood-affected Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. A member of provincial assembly from that area, Abdul Sattar Khan, told that 5 children died due to hunger in Kohistan Valley, which is in the northwest Pakistan. And according to UN, more than 6 million people are still without water, medicine, and food.